Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here with a prophetic warning.
平安，我是拉比克兰卓。今天我要给你一个先知性的警语。
I'm going to ask you to forward this to all your pastors that you know, anybody that's in ministry particularly, even leading in business.
我要请你把这个信息传给所有你认识的牧者，你所认识从事事工的人，甚至是在职场上做主管的人。
Really all areas, but particularly for leaders, this is a prophetic warning for the biblical year 5786, which is coming up here at Rosh Hashanah. But between now and Rosh Hashanah particularly, this is a prophetic warning.
这个警告是特别针对做领袖的，也是为着我们即将进入的5786年。那么这个先知性的警告也特别是为着从现在一直到5786年的 Rosh Hashanah 吹角节之间。
Prophetic warning is this, is that the enemy is going to try very hard, not just in leadership, but those who are in supportive ministries like intercession and associate pastors, worship leaders, evangelists, volunteers in the church.
这个先知性的提醒是这样子的，就是仇敌会非常努力的去尝试，不仅仅去攻击领导阶层的领袖，还包括那些作为在教会中做支持性服事的人，包括代祷者、助理牧师、敬拜领袖、传福音的人，还有自愿来服事的弟兄姐妹们。
This is particularly in the church structure, elders, deacons, board members.The enemy is going to do everything he can to try to get you off your position and out of alignment with God before the end of the fall feast that come here in October.
仇敌会尽可能的使构成教会组织架构当中的长老、执事、董事会的成员，在这个秋天节期结束之前，也就是今年的十月之前，仇敌会想办法让这些人让你失去与神的对齐，以及离开你在教会的职位。
And so, when we were seeing this activity and we're feeling it in the spirit, my wife had this book, and it's from Sandy Freed, Destiny's Thieves, Defeating Seducing Spirits and Achieving Your Purpose. So I'm going to bring out a couple of points in this.
那么当我们在灵里看到这些察觉仇敌的工作的时候，刚好我的妻子克里斯蒂正在读一本书，这是作者桑迪弗里德他所写的，书名为《命运的窃贼》，副标题是《击败诱惑之灵，完成你的目的》。我要截取一些这本书刚好提到，而就是此刻我们所需要注意的重点跟你们分享。
I think it's several years old, but this is the prophetic warning right now. I mean, I'm reading this book and I'm going, oh my goshYou'll see where I go with this right now.
这本书已经出版几年了，但他当时所说的是对现在所提出的限制性警语。我一面读，我就一面惊呼说：“哇哦，主啊！”那么你继续听下去，你就知道我在说什么了。
Fulfilling the higher calling.
我在其中读到一个标题，就是成就你更高的呼召。那么我现在先为你读他怎么写的，然后我再向你解释。
Says many of God's children are quitting the race.
书上说，许多神的孩子们现在想要退出比赛。
Watching this in all the ministries that I'm involved with, I'm watching key people that are just saying, you know, I don't feel called here anymore. You know, I'm not seeing the vision. And all of this, I'll just tell you right now, I'm going to say it many times. This is an Amalekite spirit.
拉比说，这样的现象我见多了，特别是很多在事工当中担任重要角色的人，他们会觉得我的呼召不在现在这个教会中了，或者说我对这里没有意向了。之前我已经很多次的告诉你们为什么这些人会发生这样的现象，但是现在我要再强调一次，造成这些现象的原因是亚玛力的灵。
And if you remember at October the 7th when Prime Minister Netanyahu after the attack he announced it. He said we are battling an Amalekite spirit.
如果你还记忆犹新，在2023年10月7号哈马斯攻击以色列之后，以色列总理纳塔雅胡 他曾经说，这个攻击是来自亚玛力的灵。
And I think in hindsight that after Christy and I went over to Israel right after October the 7th, the Lord was confirming to me this is an Amalekite spirit. And this is a spirit that's not been, it was in the book of Revelations, it says, you know, these spirits are held back for a season. I believe the Amalekite spirit, I'll go more into it in this broadcast.
而就在10月7号的事件发生之后，我和妻子克里斯蒂马上回到以色列，就我在那里在灵里所看见的，主向我确认这确实是亚玛力的灵。在启示录告诉我们，这个灵之前是被关锁的，但现在被释放出来了。等一下我会更深入的来谈这个灵。
is the foundation, but it's an Amalekite spirit operating through a Jezebelic structure and a Belial structure, Jezebel's sons, Belial. So that's the structure we're battling in, but what it's after is stealing your highest and best through compromise and comfort.
当时我察觉被释出攻击以色列的是亚玛力的灵，但是他是透过耶洗别以及比列这个邪灵来运作。比列的灵与耶洗别的灵是一脉相承的，所以以亚玛力的灵为根基，透过耶洗别的灵以及比列的灵运作出来，就是我们这一次征战的对象。而他们是透过让人们妥协和感到舒适来窃夺神对你最高最好的命定。
People are getting so weary. They're saying, listen, I can't handle this battle anymore. It's not worth it. I'm not winning.
很多人在面对战役的时候觉得精疲力尽，他们觉得这是一场打不赢的仗。
The battle is purifying you. The battle is not trying to just to wear you out for wearing out's sake. Scripture says after you are already weary, you are able to find the truth.
要知道征战正在净化你，征战的本身并不重要。没错，在征战中你觉得精疲力尽，可是经过这些你会找到真理。
And there's sometimes where we just have to have circumstances with people, places, and circumstances wearing us out in order for us to embrace the truth.
有时候神会容让环境、处境、人事物把我们搞得人仰马翻，然后我们才能够看清楚真相。
Many of the children of God are quitting the race during this fierce and troublesome time. Pastors and other ministers are leaving position. Saints are compromising morality and integrity for fame and fortune. Some are settling for lower calls and lower positions, choosing different routes than what God has destined for each one of them, which is...The higher calling of Christ.
作者说，许多神的孩子在这个充满问题又激战的时刻退出了比赛。很多牧者以及从事事工的人离开了他们的职分。圣徒们为着得到名誉和财富，对他们该有的道德和诚信做了妥协。有些人做出了与神给他们美好命定不同的选择，去接受低于他们呼召的职务，而这些不是神为他们所命定在基督里属于他们更高的呼召。
And I'm seeing this across the board.
我看到这样的状况在各种领域当中发生。拉比就说，我很惊讶，但连我自己在去年都在我的垃圾邮件当中看见猎头公司发给我的招募邮件，他们提供我一些工作和职务的选项，问我感不感兴趣。我很意外的是，我已经70岁了，我还会接到猎头公司问我有没有想换工作的意愿和给我一些工作的选项。
I thought spiritually, here's these offers. Hey, guess what? You can do this. You don't have to, you know, do what... Listen, I love what I do and I'm doing it with all my might to the end. This isn't a career, it's a calling.
当然我知道在灵里我察觉他们正试图搅动你，提供你一个你觉得可以有的不同选项。拉比说，但是诚实的说，我很喜欢做我现在做的事情，而且我会坚持到底，因为我所做的事情不是一个职业， 而是在回应神对我的呼召。
But my point is that I'm seeing this, you know, that activity of trying to lure people out of ministry's positions with fame and fortune, that's an Amalekite spirit as well.
但我要提到这些是要告诉你们，在灵里我看到要用财富、名利、地位让人离开他在事工当中应该进行的职分，也是来自亚玛力的灵。
So, anyway, in Philippians 3:14 states,
无论如何，我们看到腓立比书三章十四节这里说，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
The prize of the higher calling. So we have to press.
这个奖赏是指为了那个更高呼召的奖赏，所以为此我们要努力的前进。
So the prophetic word and the warning for you today is you're going to have to press in for the higher calling. You're going to be in a fight. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to appear like you're not winning. But the key is you need to be aligned and in the right position and the right place.
所以今天我要给你们先知性的警语就是，你将不得不为那个更高的呼召而努力前进，你将会身处在一场征战当中，这会令你感到不适，因为表面上看来你好像没有办法得胜，但得胜的关键是你得处在正确的位置，并且有正确的对齐。
She says the things people say when they're reasoning why they should leave their position, it's so familiar to me as a pastor because I've heard it all over and over for years and years.
我将会举出一些作者在书中告诉我们，人们会提出来他们想要离职的理由。拉比说，我听到这些原因，我觉得我太熟悉了，因为多年来我总是听到要离职的人给我同样的理由。
We need to press toward the higher mark, the prize of the higher calling. Yet the enemy has pressured multitudes into settling for lower positions and defeated destinies.That's the warning for you right now, tonight, is let's take an examination.
我们需要努力地向着更高的标杆，还有更高呼召的奖赏前进。但是仇敌却使我们许多人满足于比较低的职位，很像是打了折扣的命定。所以今晚我要提出的警语就是，此刻我们就来做一些检视吧。
Let's come out of agreement with that Amalekite spirit under that Jezebelic influence in Belial. Let's cut those off. Let's cut those mindsets that are causing you to compromise and quit off.
让我们弃绝透过耶洗别的灵和比列的灵对我们造成影响的亚玛力的灵。让我们砍断那些使我们妥协并且要去离开我们职分的想法。
In Yeshua's name.
如此宣告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. 那么接着我们来谈作者在这本书中所提到的窃贼。那么作者是从牧者的角度来提出他的见解。
Listen to the voice, because if you'll hear this, for us as leaders and pastors for 26 years, I have heard these very phrases from multiple times through different times when people believe that they're not calledto the ministry anymore and they're supposed to go someplace else.
拉比说，我接着说下去的时候，你要仔细地听这个作者他的心声，因为我作为事工的领袖，作为牧者，在26年当中，当人们告诉我，因为他觉得他的呼召不再与这个事工相合，他们现在打算去别的地方工作了。那么不管是多少次，多少个人告诉我，他们答案几乎都是千篇一律的。为什么我要从这位作者他的书中截取他的看法读给你们听呢？因为
most of the time, if it's always this consistent, it's probably the voice of the enemy.
很多时候，当离职的人用的理由都是一样的时候，多半是受了仇敌的影响。
So let's look at it. So before the enemy convinces them to exit, we notice complaints such as, "I can't find my place in the body."
作者提到。在仇敌真的成功地说服他们放弃退出这个职位之前，我们已经会听到他们有一些抱怨说，我在这个团队当中找不到我自己的角色了。
I've heard that. Well, one of the reasons people can't find their place in the ecclesia and the body right now is because we are in a position of the most major seven-year season of time. We are coming out of one season of seven. We're ending, and now we're going into a complete latter rain season of seven.
蜡笔说这些原因我都听过，但是就此刻人们没有办法在 Ecclesia 或说基督的肢体当中找到他自己的位置，原因是因为我们现在正在一个主要的七年为期的季节的结束点，接着我们要进入另外一个幕后的雨完全降下的新的七年的季节。
And the biblical year 5786, we are moving into a one new man reformation year.
我们即将进入的5786年是一个改革进入合一新人身份的年份。
And the next 7 years of reformation. Well, this is brand new.
也就是接下来这七年是信徒的身份要改革进入合一新人的身份的新季节，那这对教会是全新的概念。
Church standing really as Jew and Gentile according to Ephesians 1 new man, you wouldn't think that it would be something that is, you should, especially you follow us, like everyone should know that, but they don't know that.
教会要成为根据以弗所书二章使徒保罗所提到的合一新人，也就是外邦信徒与犹太人合一而站立的教会。那么对于跟着大卫之家和一行人大使馆以及关注柯兰卓事工的伙伴们，我们已经很熟悉了。我们觉得犹太人与外邦信徒同站立是理所当然的，但事实上这对大部分的教会都是陌生的。
Rise of anti-Semitism and replacement theology. Look at the rise of the attack between the United States and Israel in the spirit realm, trying to separate the nation, the United States and the nation of Israel from relationship.
你只要看看现在越来越激烈的反神主义以及教会当中的取代神学，还有仇敌在攻击以色列与他的盟友美国之间的关系，造成他们彼此的分裂。
Bringing a curse if the United States does that. Now, I don't think that's going to happen.
仇敌想要让以色列的盟友美国除了与他分裂，还要站在敌对的立场，使美国在圣经因与果的定律当中成为受咒诅的那一方。这是仇敌的伎俩，但是我相信仇敌不会得逞的。
But you can see it. It's right on your news. It's right there on your devices. Right there when you're watching television. It's a constant. It's like Israel's in the news every day.
但是如果你去关注国际新闻，甚至手机里面的消息，每天都会有以色列的新闻。
So the first one is I can't find my place. Second is I don't seem to have a place anymore.
所以这本书的作者提出的第一个论点就是人们要离开他事工当中服事的位置，第一个原因是我找不到我的位置了，就是我找不到我发挥的地方了。那么第二点就是我的位置好像没了。
The reason people don't feel like they have a place anymore is because you're feeling that because you're not willing to have faith to trust God out of your old wineskin into your new wineskin. That's why these fall feasts are absolutely critical.
那么为什么你觉得不再有用武之地呢？因为你对于你要从一个旧皮带转变成为一个新皮带的这样的转变对神不再有信心。说到这里，拉比说，这是为什么我一直告诉你们今年的秋天节气对你很重要，特别是不要漏掉大卫之家秋天节气的信息。当然如果你能够亲自到大卫之家参加我们的秋天节期很棒，但是如果没有办法，你可以在家里与我们同步进行敬礼。透过秋天节期的敬礼，我们要把我们的旧皮带埋葬在水中，不能再用旧皮带运作在新的季节中。
The reason you don't fit is because your mindset is on who you were in the past, and the Lord's trying to transition you into a mindset of who you shall be in the future. So don't quit on that.
你之所以觉得好像没有你的位置了，也就是你没有办法再适任，因为你的思维没有改变。过去是怎样，现在还是一样，但是主要使你的思维转变成为你未来应该要有的样子，所以不要停止被主转化。
Don't allow like fear and doubt and age and maybe even finances or your health. Don't let anything stop you right now. You need to be in that right spot.
不要让你的害怕，让你的怀疑，甚至你的年龄，你的财务状况 或者是健康等等因素在此刻拦阻你，因为你需要建立在正确的位置上。
I can't find my place in this body. I don't seem to have a place anymore. And then here's the one I hear. I've heard this. No one cares about me in this church. No one calls me anymore. I need a church that cares for me.
所以我们刚刚提到第一点想打退堂鼓的原因，是因为在这里我找不到自己的位置了，我没有办法发挥自己了。第二点，这里似乎不再有我的位置了。拉比说，接着也是我常常听到一个离开的原因，就是在这个教会当中没有人关心我了，没有人在打电话关怀我了，我要去找一个教会是在乎我的。
So as soon as the me, me, me start and it's all about you, and you have to understand that you're coming from a bitter root of bitterness in your soul, your mind, will and emotions, and you're trying to heal somethingin the natural that has absolutely spiritual roots.
一旦你以自我为中心，想到的都是我我我。那比如说，你要知道你的出发点是你心里面的那个苦毒，也就是从你的情绪、情感、意志里面那个苦毒的根源。然后你试图想要用自然层面，也就是实质的医治，去解决那些属灵的问题根源。
It's that Amalekite spirit.Usually being dealing you circumstances through a Jezebelic influenced individual or a Baal.
这就是亚玛利的灵，他会透过有耶洗别的影响或者是比列的影响的灵的人来处理你的问题。
A Baal is a real seductive spirit that tries to tell you, you deserve this, you deserve more. Oh, they're not recognizing you. Look at this, look what they did for this one and that. That Baal spirit is the way of Cain. It creates competition, and it's like, you don't need to be with them anymore. I love you more, and I'm gonna be able to take care of you.
比列的灵是一个诱惑的灵。有这个灵的影响力的人，他会试图告诉你说，你应该得到这个，或者是应该得到那个。然后他们会装作热心为你打抱不平，说他们真的没有认可你，但是你看看，他们为这个人做了这个，为那个人做了那个。比列的灵会诱导你走该隐的道路，使你开始比较，开始竞争。然后他们告诉你说，你不要再待在那里了，不要再跟他们在一起了，来我这里，因为我更爱你。我更能给你你所需要的关心。
All these things come. Church splits, how church splits happen.
就是因为这些灵的作祟，以及人们不警觉地被影响了，这些正是造成教会分裂的主要原因。
And we're in a time right now where I am watching more church splits and more ministry splits.
就在此刻，我看到很多的教会分裂，很多的事工分裂。
At the same time, there's revival and awakening and outpouring of glory.
但也就在这个时刻，复兴、觉醒、神的荣耀倾注都在发生。
And victory and hope in the country again. All these good things are happening.
拉比提到在自己的国家看到了盼望、得胜这些好的事情发生。
But it's almost like there's this nasty river of worry and fear and unbelief that's coming, and it's causing people to focus more on me than focusing on the bigger picture of what God is asking you to do.
但就像有一条让人担忧、恐惧和不幸的肮脏河流不断地涌进来，导致人们更多的只关心自己，也就是关注我，而失去对神关于你更大呼召的意向。接着我要再跟你分享在书中作者山地弗里德他所分享的意象。他说
He said the vision further revealed a very clear strategy of Satan. He said if he could seduce the supporters of the ministry, then he would have no one to uphold the arms of Aaron and Hur. Aaron and Hur did for Moses during the battle with what? The Amalekites. And we see that in Exodus 17:12-13.
他说这个意象进一步的显示了撒旦一个非常清晰的策略。如之前所说，撒旦可以诱惑那些支持事工的人。那么这些人受到撒旦的离间，离开了事工，那么就像亚伦在祷告的时候失去了为他撑住左右双手的亚伦和户尔。那这是出自出埃及记17:12-13，也就是以色列百姓在山下与亚玛利的灵征战的时候。 摩西在山上祷告，何时举手，以色列的百姓在山下就何时得胜。所以接着摩西的帮手亚伦和户尔就一左一右的撑住摩西祷告的手，直到山下的以色列百姓击败了亚玛利人。
And it says, as a result, we as senior pastors will become weary and unable to go forth. The plans of the enemy become obvious.
这样的结果就是，作为教会主任牧师，会变得精疲力尽，而且无法前进。那么仇敌的计划非常的明显。
The thief would steal our leaders and servants, thus stealing our strength and our support.
仇敌会像窃贼一样偷窃我们的领袖和属神的仆人，就像他会偷走我们的力量和我们的支持一般。
With very few around us to support us, we could not continue to be an effective ministry.
当支持事工的人越变越少，这个事工就没有办法有效率的运作了。
Since we are all called to be leaders and servants in the kingdom, the vision affected entire body of Christ.
而我们都是被呼召来作为神国度的仆人以及领袖，而我所看到的这个现象已经影响了整个基督的肢体。
And I love the scripture that she references here in Daniel chapter 7 verse 25.
拉比说我喜欢作者在这里所引用的经文，它是出自但以理书7章25节。因为当我们在处理这些事情的时候，一定要有经文作为基础。那么经文上这里说，他必向至高者说夸大的话。
Speaking of Satan, that's what's happening with these demonic mindsets, these demonic thoughts, these spirits that are coming.
这里的他是指撒旦。为什么会有这些像鬼魔般的想法和意念？这是因为这个灵已经在运行了。
What's waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning with fear and anxiety?Yeah, some of you are having heart palpitations. Some of you are having blood pressure issues. Some of you are having gastric problems. Some of you are just having physical attacks. Some of you are being attacked financially. It's not like some just you can't put a point on it, but it seems like every day something else breaks. So there's another $300 here, $200 here, $25 there. It's just this constant attack.
这个灵要来折磨至高者的圣名，怎么折磨法呢？有些人在凌晨三点突然带着恐惧醒过来，有些人有心悸，有些人有血压的问题，有些人胃部不适，或者是身体其他的部分出状况，有些人是财务受到攻击。这种攻击不是你能够明确的指出发生什么事情，但是你每天好像都有东西坏掉要去修，这里花300块，那里花200块，这里又花了25块，也就是这种持续会发生的攻击。但是等一下我们就要阻止这样的攻击发生。我们再来看但以理书7章25节，之前我们已经提到撒旦必向至高者说夸大的话，必折磨至高者的圣名，他必改变节期和律法，圣名必交付他手一载、两载、半载。
So here's the keySatan, I'm going to say it real clear, Satan is trying to get you out of alignment with your unlocked kingdom destiny.
所以关键是什么呢？拉比说我要跟你们说的很清楚，就是撒旦要让你无法对齐你还没有打开的神国度的命定。
Say it again. Satan, he's trying, he's after the time. He wants to get you a day late and a dollar short. He wants you to get offended, not feeling loved.
拉比说我再说一遍，就是撒旦他在时间上做把戏，他让你觉得自己总是慢一步差一点，为时已晚，于事无补。撒旦让你总是被冒犯，觉得自己不被爱。
And realistically, let's be honest, none of us are comfortable with all the transformation to our vision, our character, and the expansion. Anytime there's great growth, which is happening right nowThere's always amount of pain will come.
但是就实际而言，我们要诚实的说，当我们的意向、我们的品格在经历转化的过程、扩张的过程的时候，没有人会对这些过程感到舒适惬意的。任何时候成长都会有成长的痛苦，而此刻正是我们在成长扩张的时候。
It's difficult to make changes. You have to exercise your faith at a higher level. You have to exercise all your character and your integrity at a higher level.
因为做出改变是不容易的， 你信心的操练要进入更高的层次，你的品格、你的正直也要有更大强度的操练。
You're having to make commitments and say yes to things that you can't possibly do in your own strength. But, you know, it's one of those things where you have to trust that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
你要对一些事情做出承诺，但是这些事情又不可能靠你自己独立完成。好消息是，靠着那加给我们力量的主耶稣，我们凡事都能做。
But we're in a season right now, and the reason I'm giving this warning to you, and the reason I want you to share it, and the reason I want you to be able to share it, particularly with pastors and leaders, is you need to do the prayer that I'm going to do at the end of this, breaking this assignment out of the pit of hell.
而我们现在在一个什么样的季节？那么为什么这个时候我要来提出这个警语，而且告诉你们，你们要尽量的去将这个信息分享给教会的牧者或是领袖，因为你们要一起做出我在这一次信息结束之前所做的祷告，就是破除从地狱的深处所释出的邪灵他要进行的任务。
That is coming against this biblical year 5786 coming up here in just a few weeks. We need not to be distracted, wounded or offended and not having our feet under the Lord's table for Rosh Hashanah,Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
仇敌的任务就是在即将来到的5786年秋天节期搅扰我们，与我们为敌，但我们不能被搅扰以至于分心受伤或被冒犯，使我们无法守神秋天的节期，包括吹角节、赎罪日以及祝棚节。
We need to be in that place, to be in the right place at the right time.
我们必须在神指定的时间来赴神的约会，也就是在对的时间、对的地点。
We need to take this warning, understanding that the destiny stealer, the thief of destiny, is coming to steal, kill, and destroy by getting you offended with your church, your congregation, your ministry, your business, maybe where you work, maybe even with a spouse.
我们必须接受拉比的这个警语，有所警觉，知道。这个要窃取我们命定的贼，此刻要来，借着让你对自己的教会不爽，被弟兄姐妹、被事工，或者是被你的工作、工作的场所、工作里的人，或者是你的配偶冒犯，来窃夺、杀害、毁坏属于你的命定。
Everything he can to get you out of that place, because if he can knock you out of your spot, it's knocking other people out of their spot.
总之仇敌也就是要窃夺你命定的这个贼，他要想尽办法使你不去在神指定的时间中在对的地点做对的事。他只要使你打退堂鼓了，然后让其他的人也受你影响，陆续的离开他们的命定。
This is a massive global attack trying to get people offended with each other because he is trying to divide and conquer.
仇敌的这波攻击是属于全球性的，他使人们彼此产生冲突，彼此不和，因为他要做的就是搞分裂，再一一击破。
And this is a time and a season for mass revival of unity, not disunity in Yeshua's name.
拉比说，但奉耶稣基督的名，现在却是要有极大的觉醒和合一，而不是分裂的时刻。
I'm going to go back with Sandy, Pastor Sandy's vision here. It says, during the vision of the destiny thief, it's a plan of seduction.
我现在要再回到山地弗莱特牧师的意象当中。他说，在意象中，这个窃取命定的盗贼，他用的方法就是诱惑。
Press in even furthermore to more revelation, and the Lord spoke very clearly to me, she says, that he was...taking me on a journey to understand how seducing spirits work through the accuser of the brethren.
在我明白这些之后，我向神寻求更深的启示，神就带领我展开一段旅程，去了解这个诱惑之灵是透过昼夜控告弟兄的撒旦来进行。
Malachite stronghold, the spirit of Jezebel and Baal, the unclean and religious spirits, all these spiritsDiscussed, we'll discuss later.
那么这些控诉之灵，包括亚玛利的坚固营垒、耶洗别和比列的灵、不洁的灵和宗教的灵， 蜡笔说，我们现在就来看看这些灵。
The Malachite spirit is in the foundation of the root of all anti-Semitism.
亚玛利的灵是所有反闪主义的根源。
It absolutely hates Israel, hates Jewish people, and hates anybody that is grafted into Jewish people.
亚玛利的灵憎恨以色列，憎恨犹太人，憎恨所有嫁接回犹太根源的人。
And that's what was released on October the 7th.
而这样的灵就是在2023年10月7号从地狱的深处被释放出来的灵。
That spirit of the Amalekite, Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke it out.
在10月7号的攻击事件发生之后，以色列的总理纳塔雅胡已经指明这是出自亚玛利的灵。
Amalekite spirit needs evangelists, it needs prophets, it needs ministers of the Amalekite, evil news, death and destruction.
亚玛利的灵需要为他们宣传的人，他需要先知，需要服侍亚玛利灵的人，为这个邪灵制作邪恶的新闻，带来死亡和破坏。
So what you're seeing right now, you're seeing it with high-profile influencers. All of a sudden, they were like really like pro-United States, pro-Israel.And really pretty conservative in their nature. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're becoming anti-Semitic, cursing Israel, really operating with false information and spreading it through their networks.
拉比提到，现在有一些受到高度关注的公众号，之前是支持以色列，支持自己的国家和以色列的关系，他们也是相对保守的，但不知道什么原因，突然之间他们变成反闪主义，咒骂以色列。然后开始所发的消息都是一些造假的新闻，然后利用他们点阅率很高的媒体公众号在传播这些。
And you have to ask yourself, where did that come from?
看到这些现象，你要去想，这些改变是从何而来？
That came from an Amalekite spirit. Not to mention, they are being influenced by those who operate and live with an Amalekite spirit, but the seducing spirit of it is a Jezebel spirit.
这一切就是从亚玛利的灵来的。刚刚所提到这些现象的公众号博主受到了亚玛利的灵所影响而改变，那么其中又由耶洗别的灵来使出诱惑的招数。
It is a seducing spirit that comes and pays them money, gives them influence, offers them comfort, offers them an easier way, offers them fame and fortune.
耶洗别的灵诱惑人的方式就是给你财富，给你影响力，提供你舒适，还有一条更容易的路，提供你名誉和财富，然后告诉你说，啊，你在这个教会，在这个事工，不被欣赏，没有受到重用。
You're right on the verge of that broken place where you're going to resurrect into the transform character and value system for your promotion.
要知道你正在那个破碎地方的边缘，你将从那里复活，然后你进入转变后的品格和你的价值观将使你被提升。
Meanwhile, here's this Jezebelic spirit speaking to you. Well, I used to go to that church. Listen, they never did anything they said for me, and they're probably not going to do it for you. I'm not telling you have to leave there, but I really doubt that what you're going to do and what you're called to do is going to be answered there, because they really don't care about you. You should try to come over here.
与此同时，会有一个耶洗别的灵对你说，哎，我以前也是去那个教会，但是他们从来没有实践他们说要为我做的事。我想他们也不会为你做到。我可没有叫你离开那个教会哦，但是我怀疑你的呼召和你要做的事情会在那里得到回应，因为他们不会关心你，也不会在乎的，所以你应该离开那里来我的教会。
That type of talk, that's Jezebelic talk.
这种谈话就是耶洗别式的谈话。
Everyone thinks Jezebel's all about seducing and sexual stuff. It is not.
很多人想到耶洗别的灵就想到诱惑和淫乱，其实不是。
It's about a seductive spirit in the root of the Amalekite spirit that is actually saying, listen, we've got something better for you, and the whole key is to get you out of the right place at the right time.
耶洗别的灵是一个诱惑的灵，它的根源就是亚玛利的灵，它会诱惑你说，
到我这里来，我的环境地方对你比较有利，
但是它的主旨是诱使你没有办法在对的时间到达对的地点。
To separate you from your purpose and your calling, to separate you from your destiny, and separate you from the key of David that is going to unlock your kingdom destiny.
它的目的就是让你和你的生命目的与呼召错身，远离你的命定，然后无法得到能够打开你国度命定的大卫的钥匙。
Our spirit, the son of Jezebel, that spirit is the same way. It's seductive. It operates through religious spirits. It starts making accusations about people's theology, doctrine, their holiness. Well, if they would do that, why would they, you know, they make accusations about how they invest the money in the ministry, how whatever they, what kind of car they drive, clothes they wear, all that stuff. That's all Belial, that spirit.
比列的灵，也就是传承耶洗别的灵，这个邪灵，它的运作方式也一样，它是诱惑的灵，但是它是透过宗教的灵彰显出来，它会就神学理念或者是传道人的圣洁进行控诉，他们会指控这个传道人怎么使用事工当中的金钱，指控他们开什么样的车，穿什么样的衣服，这些都是出自比列的灵。
Spirit, which is a Baal spirit, a Baal structure, and the whole purpose of a Baal structure is to cause division and divorce amongst the saints.
那么其实它就是巴利的结构，巴利的灵。那么这个邪灵的结构，它的目的就是让圣徒彼此分歧，分裂。
It, you know, if we are unified in the body of Christ, the scripture says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. When we're in unity, we can do all things because God commands the blessing of life, life forevermore.
如果基督的肢体能够合一，诗篇133篇这里提到，弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。要知道当我们是合一的时候，我们什么事情都可以做得到，因为当我们合一和睦相处的时候，神要赐福给我们，他所赐的福就是永远的生命。
So I hope this word helps you, and now we're going to actually pray.
我希望以上先知性的提醒对你有帮助，那么接下来我们要来祷告。
And we're in the month of Elul right now. And the month of Elul is the gate to unlock potential.
我们现在正在以路月当中。以路月是一个为未来潜在的可能解锁的月份。
That's why I'm bringing this word to you tonight. As we're coming out of Elul, getting ready for the fall feast, we need to know that the king is in the field. We need to understand that the great potential of unlocking our kingdom destiny.
这是为什么我要在现在给你这些先知性的提醒，因为在一路月之后我们就要迎来秋天的节期，而此时是王在场上的时刻，在此刻我们有很大的潜力去打开我们国度的命定。
And one of the scriptures that we read during the month of Elul is Psalm 27.
在犹太的传统当中，一路月常常诵读的一个经文是在诗篇27篇。现在我要读一些格兰卓士工对于以路月先知性信息里面的内文，因为它非常的经典。
So before we pray this, you need to understand that generosity, love, and repentance brings transformation.
特别是在我们祷告之前，在格兰卓士工的部落格当中写着，要知道我们的慷慨、爱以及我们所献上的悔改带来我们的转化。
And according to rabbinical teachings, generosity leads to love, love leads to repentance, and perfect repentance leads to complete transformation.
因为就犹太拉比们的教导，你的慷慨展示了爱，因着爱使我们去悔改，而完全的悔改带下我们的转化。
So Father God, we're going to decree that mightier the he that's in us than he that's in the world.
天父，我们要宣告，那在我们里面的比世界都大。
And Lord, we're not going to be moved. He is our defense, and we shall not be moved.
天父，你为我们抵挡仇敌的攻击，你保护我们，我们必不至于动摇。
And we're going to decree together Psalm 27 out loud. And as we decree this and proclaim this, Father God, we thank you that all Amalekite spirits and structures, Jezebelic influences and Jezebelic spirits in our life be cut off.
天父，现在我们要大声的来用诗篇二十七篇祷告和宣告，随着我们的祷告和宣告，所有亚玛力的灵以及它的权势，耶洗别的灵造成的影响，以及在我们生命当中被耶洗别的灵诱使操控的部分，现在就被砍断。
All Baal and Baal structures be divorced and cut off.
我们生命中所有比列的灵以及偶像巴力的灵也被破除砍断。
Lord, that the thoughts, anxieties, the infirmities, sickness and poverty and the lack that it brings will be cut off.
而且这些邪灵所带来的焦虑、想法、意念、身体的不适、疾病以及贫穷和缺乏都被破除砍断。
Lord, as we make an exuberant declaration of faith like King David, the way to overcome an Amalekite spirit is to say, I don't believe in you.
主要现在我们要向大卫王用满满的信心来宣告，我们胜过亚玛力的灵的方式就是宣告说，我不相信亚玛力的灵摆在我面前的事情。
I denounce you. I renounce you.
我斥责你，并且我弃绝你。
I renounce Jezebel. I renounce Baal and the Baal structures.
我也弃绝耶洗别、比列以及巴力的灵所带来的权势。
And Lord, I make a bold declaration together. One puts 1,000, two 10,000. We make a bold declaration tonight. And we decree as David decreed, and the exuberant solidarity in our hearts and our minds, will and emotion, and faith in God.
主因为一人追赶千人，两人使万人都逃跑，所以现在我们就要一起宣告，我们的情绪、情感、意志的信心都扎根于神，我们要像大卫王一样信心满满并且勇敢的宣告。拉比说，现在就让我们一起来认同我们所宣告的。
Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. And in whom shall I be afraid?
我们一起从诗篇二十七篇第一节开始。耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
When the wicked came against me to eat my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumble and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear.
那作恶的就是我的仇敌，前来吃我肉的时候就半跌扑倒，虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。
Through war may raise against me, in this I will be confident.
虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。
One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
Father God, I pray right now, I release the power, say amen, to dwell. You're the temple of the Most High God, cleansing your temple, body, soul, and spirit from all confusing voices. And Lord, may you dwell in perfect peace with God's word, promises, and covenants, which are all yes and amen in Yeshua's name.
天父，我现在祷告，求你释放你的大能，进入我们这个作为神的殿的身体当中。神，求你来洁净这个属于你的圣殿，也就是我们的身体、灵跟魂，除去一切在我们灵魂体里面搅扰我们、令我们困惑的声音，使我们的身心灵住在神完全的平安以及神话语的应许并永恒的盟约当中。我们一起说，如此宣告是奉耶稣基督的圣名， Amen.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in his pavilion, in his secret place of his tabernacle, and he will hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock.
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他的亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
Lord, may you set each and every one that's listening to me right now high and upon a rock in the exact place and the exact alignment with the right people, right place, right time for this biblical year 5786 for this one new man reformation, one new humanity in Yeshua's name.
拉比说，主啊，求你让每一个现在听见我祷告和宣告的人都被你安置在对的地方的磐石上，与对的人、对的地点，在对的时间中，为即将来到的5786年要发生合一新人这个身份的改革一起对齐。如此宣告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名， Amen。
And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies, above me.
现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌，也高过我的自我。
Father God, this is referring to when he says your head is lifted up. Let my thoughts, let my vision, let what I hear, let what I say, let my head be lifted above the lies of the Amalekite spirit, the Jezebelic spirit, the Baal spirit, Baal structures. Let my head be above it so it's like I'm not even seeing it, hearing it, speaking it. It's below me. Let it be cut off from influencing me now.In Yeshua's name. Amen.
在拉比宣告完这节经文之后，他用手指着头，他宣告说，天父，当你告诉我们你要使我们的头高过我们的仇敌的时候，我们的头要抬起来，让我们的想法，让我们的眼目，让我们的耳朵，让我们所说的，也就是这些在我头部所进行的，都要随着我扬起我的头，使我高过亚玛利的灵，也许别的灵，比列的灵，巴利偶像的权势，因为我的头高过这些偶像的权势，高过这些邪灵，所以我的眼睛不看着他们，我的耳朵不听他们，我的口也不传他们的话，因为神把我放在高处，使我昂首高过四面的仇敌，现在就把他们对我的影响完全的破除砍断，奉耶稣基督的圣名， Amen。
Therefore I will offer sacrifice of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord our King, the Lord our God.
我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华我的王我的神。
Father God, we sing praises unto you. We decree and declare that there's only one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
天父，我们唱诗赞美你，我们宣告和声明，真神只有一位，就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Thank you, Lord, that you and your spirit and your blood crushed all the Amalekite, Jezebelic structures, Baal, and Baal structures under our feet.
主啊，我们感谢你。你的名，你的灵，你的宝血，使我们能够将亚玛利的灵、耶洗别的灵、比列的灵、巴利偶像的权势践踏在我们的脚下。
Lord, we thank you that all witchcraft, occult structures, and all those trying to speak against us from being on the watchman on the wall in the place that we're called to be. Lord, I cut off all lies. I cut off all those influence.
主，我感谢你，因为你给我能力和权柄。使我可以破除砍断一切的巫术、异端的权势，以及那些对着我们这些站立在城墙上的守望者，以及站立在你要我们所在的地方的守望者妄作见证、口吐凶言的。我们要砍断一切的谎言，以及他们言语所造成的一切影响。
Lord, even show me who I have to separate from for a season in order to answer the call 5786.
主啊，甚至请你启示我，为了回应5786年的呼召，有谁是我在这个季节要暂时与他分开的
？Thank you, Lord. This biblical year and this Rosh Hashanah.
主，特别是为着5786年要苏醒的吹角节这个时刻。
Oh Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When you said, "Seek my face." My heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek.
耶和华，我用声音呼吁你的时候，求你垂听，并求你连续我，应允我。你说，你们当寻求我的面。那时我的心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake.
主啊，不要向我掩面，也不要发怒赶逐仆人。你向来是帮助我的，你是救我的神。你不要丢弃我，也不要离弃我。
When my father and my mother forsook me, the Lord will take care of me.
我的父母离弃我，你必收留我。
Teach me your ways, O Lord. Lead me in smooth paths because of my enemies.
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。
Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence.
主啊，求你不要把我交给敌人，随其所愿。因为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我。
I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，早就已经丧胆了。
Father God, I cancel all vain imaginations, visions of failure, sickness, and doom and gloom. I bind them. I cast them off us now in the name of Yeshua.
拉比说，天父，我现在就取消那些无谓的空想，定睛在失败上、疾病以及任何的悲惨。我奉耶稣基督的名捆绑他们，驱赶他们。
Thank you, Lord. I will not lose hope of the goodness of God to give me that future and a hope.
天父，在你的恩惠当中，我不会失去盼望，我会等候你赐给我一个有盼望的未来。
Thank you for it. In Yeshua's name, amen.
主为此，我要献上感恩，奉耶稣基督的圣名， amen.
Closing says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
大卫王在结语他说，要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
So Father God, we wait upon you.
天父，我们等候你。
We decree and declare that all Amalekite influence, all Jezebelic influence, Baal structures, be cut off, are hearing, seeing, and the spirit.
天父，我们宣告和神明，所有亚玛利的灵所造成的影响，所有耶洗别的灵，还有比列的灵，巴利偶像的灵所造成的影响，都从我们的听觉、我们的视觉以及灵里被剪除。
And Lord, and all the influences that have come against us to remove us from our alignment with God in this season.
天父，我们剪除从这些邪灵而来，使我们在这个季节偏离与神的对齐的影响。
Lord, I thank you that we will stand strong. We will stand in the place that you've called us to be.
天父，我们会刚强壮胆的站立，并且站在你要我们坚守的位置上。
And Lord, we speak to everything that's trying to lure us away from our destiny in Yeshua's name. We cancel that assignment.
天父，我们奉耶稣基督名取消一切仇敌诱惑我们离开天父给我们命定的任务，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
About the key is this, every time the promotion comes, the enemy attacks the Aaron and Hurs that are holding up Moses' arm to stop the move of God.
拉比说，现在我所给出这个先知性的警语，以及其中我贯穿山地弗莱特牧师他所著的书，其中有一个关键，就是每次要被提升的时候，仇敌就会去攻击托住摩西祷告双手的亚伦户尔，也就是除去领袖的左膀右背，来阻止神的工作，阻止神国度的前进。
Child of God, hear me. You're needed in your church and your ministry. Do not quit now.
拉比说，神的孩子们，请听我说，你的教会、你的事工都需要你。此刻。不要放弃。
Do not, do not get tricked of the enemy because you're uncomfortable with the promotion that's coming.
不要因着提升与扩张之前的种种不适而被仇敌欺骗了。
You're uncomfortable. You feel too old, too weak. You're not smart enough. You're not this, you're not that. Listen, God called you. God chose you. Stay in the place that you're called.
在这个成长的痛当中，你感觉不舒服，你觉得自己太老了，太弱了，不够聪明，这个那个，听着，是神拣选你，是神呼召你，此刻你就是要坚守在你被呼召的位置上。
Take this warning tonight. Do not be moved out of your place of promotion, particularly before these fall feasts.
拉比说，此刻你一定要听进去我对你的警告和提醒，现在不要从你被提升的过程当中离开你应该坚守的位置，特别是在秋天节气之前。
Because I know this is a prophetic warning. The enemy, it's like I'm showing you, the thief is coming in the night to get you to quit the spot where your promotion is coming from.
拉比说，因为我知道，所以我给你这个先知性的警语，提醒你，仇敌就像在夜间偷偷进来的贼一般，使你从你即将要发生的提升的位置上打退堂鼓。
God bless you, we love you, and we'll see you on Shabbat.
神祝福你们，我们爱你们，安息日平安，下次见。